Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you in a crazy-making relationship? Feel anxious, angry, and unsafe? Welcome to Save Your Sanity. Insight, skills, strategies, and inspiration for emerging empowered from toxic relationships and breaking the bonds of emotional abuse. Keep listening. We'll figure a few things out. Really, I mean it. This crazy idea of not letting a hijacker harden your heart. At the same time, I know it sounds nuts because there's a part of you that has to recognize what's going on with the hijacker and say no to that person and their attitudes and their behaviors and their false promises. But stick around for this episode because it's a faster track to recovery if you don't let a hijacker harden your heart while you're dealing with a hijacker. And it's important to recognize that you can. Otherwise, it takes longer to sort all these things out, and I wouldn't want you to have to wait any longer than is necessary, right? So let's talk about this. When you find out that you've been with a hijacker, and if you're new to my channel, welcome. A hijacker is my trademark term for people who hijack relationships for their own needs and purposes. And then they relentlessly scavenge those relationships for power, status, and control. Those are hijackers. If we use the term hijacker, it prevents us from needing to use any diagnostic terms. And we can talk about the patterns, trains, and cycles that these people engage in. So when you start reading up on it, I had a client this week who said, you know, she'd really listened to a lot of my videos. She'd read up a lot on it. She really understood it. And I was, you know, that's great. It's really getting to the place where you believe it's real. This behavior that this person is engaged in, which has been hurting you often for a long time, and you kept thinking you weren't doing well enough, you weren't doing enough, you weren't giving enough, maybe something was wrong with you, and you begin to see that, it's not all you. There is something going on that's very real in the patterns, traits, and cycles of that other person. And you start reading about it, recognizing it, going, yes, that's true. You know, if you want to go to a great place to have a look, just do my free checklists. Go to emergingempowered.com and just click on the free checklist and learn a lot of things about yourself and your relationship there. So hardening your heart is something that many people do when they've really been hurt. And it's a natural thing. You don't want to get hurt again. So you kind of close your heart up, maybe with a little bit of a shell on it, and think, that'll be safe. But what I'm encouraging you in this episode to do is to close it up over there, only over there, and leave it open everywhere else. Because if you close the whole thing down, it's going to take opening the whole thing back up. And that's a lot of work. And it's unnecessary loss in the meantime. Let me explain more about why that's probably a good thought. You know, as you begin to realize that this one person, and you'll probably find out there was more than one person over time, but this one person you have in mind, this one person who you believed in, you loved, you trusted, you hoped for, you expected would be the person that you could count on, whether that was your parent, a partner, a sibling, whomever it was. And no matter how much trust you gave them, no matter how many times you forgave them, nothing got any better. In fact, it got worse. And that's the way hijackers are, because hijackers just want to take. They don't want to give you anything. They give very begrudgingly, don't they? They don't want to give you anything. They want to take from you. And they're happy to take and take and take and then ask for more. They're happy to do that. If you ask for anything, oh my goodness, you'd think that you'd ask for the earth. But for them, they think nothing of it. In fact, they're programmed to expect it. They expect it, they believe they're entitled to it, and they'll happily make you wrong if you don't give them everything they want and more. So yes, there is a case to be made for turning a little bit of a deaf ear there, really seeing that one person as a taker, as a user, as a person who doesn't have the best interests of the relationship in mind, or your best interest, or that they love you. And that's the really difficult one to understand, is you thought they loved you, because some of these things looked like what you think love looks like, but you didn't feel loved. You maybe did for a hot minute in the beginning, but it soon started to slip as the behaviors changed. Now, I've talked about in other episodes, love bombing in the beginning and all of that. And you can go and find that elsewhere in other episodes, wherever you like to get your podcasts. But in this one, I just want to talk about hardening the heart. Because hijackals have hardening of the attitudes. Their attitudes are hardened. They want to take from you. They expect you to give to them. They expect you to do what they want you to do. They expect you to be loyal. They expect you to not complain. So many expectations that don't go two ways, right? Oh no, all goes in their direction. And that's where we have to be very clear that we're putting up the boundary, where we're putting up the barrier, not in every relationship, not with every human, but we're just going to harden the space around that one person. We don't have to harden our heart to do that. And so that one person behaves that way. We don't want to look at everybody in our world, which we'll end up doing over time anyway, because it's a smart thing to do. But when you're new to this literature or this idea that, oh my, I really may be in a relationship with a hijackal or have a hijackal parent or partner or a spouse or even an adult child, what do I do now? Question is, who are you? You are not a product of who they make you to be. You're a product of who you choose to be. And when you find out that you have been with somebody who has been dragging you through a knothole and occasionally tying a knot, you know, that's an opportunity for you to say, do I ever want to do that again? Is that okay with me on any level? And when it isn't, then you make a plan to not do that anymore. That person has shown you who they are. And here on Save Your Sanity, we have a mantra, and everybody begins to know it because we use it so frequently. Our mantra is A, B, B. Always believe behavior. No matter what's going on, we're going to be believing the behavior. No matter what they say, we believe the behavior. And I honestly believe that our behavior is our belief. For all of us, if we really believe something, we will do it that way. But if we just say we believe it, there will be differences in how we do it, right? Our behavior really tells the truth of it. I was just saying to my daughter at dinner tonight, I'm really excited. This is the first time in my whole life that I am going to make it through a New Year's resolution, same one I've made several times. I'm actually going to make it and complete the whole year, because my behavior has let me down every time. Now, it's a fun example, because I happen to be listening to a YouTube video between Christmas and New Year's last year, and it was called The Most Dangerous Food There Is to Eat, and it was a video about all the horrible things in the Roundup and oils and soils and everything. So, spoiler alert, the most dangerous thing to eat, according to that author, was a French fry. So I decided not to eat one. No French fries for me in 2023. So I'm going to do it. I haven't had a French fry. But that's a promise I wanted to keep to myself. And I've shown I can. And we need to be able to show ourselves we can keep promises to ourselves. So when we start seeing behavior from hijackals, hurtful behavior, repetitive behavior, things that belie what they say, then we start out with the mantra, always believe behavior. What are they doing? What do they do repeatedly? Because that's who they are. And you'll find out what they do repeatedly is take, take, take. And they don't give. They only give if they really want something. And the only way to get that something is to give you something in return. But that's not their usual way. So it's hard to realize that you've been giving and giving with an open heart, and then you learn all about hijackals, and you think, now I have to close that down. You close that down in the case of that person. Now, you may be thinking, oh, this is a distinction without a difference, but it is. You don't want to close down your heart. You just want to understand that there are some people who don't deserve you believing in them any longer. You don't need to be placing that energy, that belief, that hope, that trust there any longer, because they've shown you who they are repeatedly. And so it's important not to get hardened by these people. I'm not suggesting we put on a good show of, oh, well, it's all right. They hurt me, but I'm fine. Not that at all. I am talking about just, okay, that behavior is absolutely wrong. I do not want any part of it in my life. I see it, I say no to it, and I leave it. But I don't want it to slop over into relationships with other people. I want to keep my heart open to other people. I want my life to be full of relationships that are happier, healthier than the one with the hijackal. And therefore, I have the opportunity to say, in this relationship with the hijackal, there is all this messiness. There is all this betrayal. There's all this lying, manipulating, gaslighting, future faking, all that stuff. It's awful. It's horrible. And it all happened. And it happened again and again. And I believed it again and again. And then I got angry with myself. And then it got difficult and more difficult. And then I had to decide what to do. And then I had to get out of it. And it's been tough. In order to get tough, I got tough. I understand it. I help people every day walk through this. I've walked through it myself. And if you want help walking through it, come on over and join in my Emerging Empowered community at joinintoday.com. There's a whole community over there. Lots of discussion threads and gifts for you, and an opportunity 3 times a month to be part of a group call with me and ask me anything. So come on over if you want to talk about stuff. But I hope you're beginning to see that I'm saying don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because you are going to have to segment out a person from your life, see them how they really are rather than how you hope they would be. Then we don't let that color our entire life, all our relationships, all of that. We can still be ourselves while we struggle, while we learn things, while we work things through. And, you know, you'll begin to realize that after a while, as you come to the realization, yes, this is a hijackle, you've checked it out, you've done my checklist, you've done other people's checklists, you've read, you've understood, you've watched videos. Okay, now you come to a point where you are at the decision-making point. Often that's when people work with me and they decide if they're staying, they're staying for now, or they're making a plan to go, or they're leaving, or they have left, and they're recovering. All stages that need to be honored. But in none of those stages does our heart need to harden in such a way that we feel shut down, that we feel that we do not have any healthy relationships with anyone else, including ourselves, just because there's one big bad apple in the pile. And that one we want to move away from. But don't let that one put you into a state of such stress that you begin to get really tense and it hardens you. And it makes you have a longer recovery. And that's so important. So you end up doing a lot of research. You work with somebody perhaps, or you make your own decision about what you're going to do. And now you've come to a place that you know that literature. You're absolutely sure that the person's a hijackle. Make a decision. Know what to do. Take a course of action. Know what it is. But stop studying the literature when you don't need it anymore, because it will cause your heart to harden. You will just stay in the "ain't it awful, they did me wrong" stage longer. Use the information as long as it affirms you, gives you action steps, causes you to ask questions about your life, where you want to go, how you want to move through it, and then take that action. Yeah, there are sometimes people can't get away. I talked to someone today, and she said, "I don't know how I'm possibly going to get away because of financial issues." But there are ways. There are ways. But even if you can't get away just now, there are ways that you can get away emotionally. You do not have to invest in the relationship emotionally as soon as you realize that it is harmful and abusive. And be sure to call these relationships what they are. They're abusive relationships. So we don't want to harden our hearts to the world, to our values, to our children, to other humans. We just know that we need to take action and have this one person in a different category in our life. We need to do what we need to do with them. I hope this makes sense to you, because I've worked with so many people who have felt that it was so pervasive and so sad to feel that they had chosen poorly, and they had generalized that to think, do I have any safe people in my life? Anybody at all? Am I a safe person? Am I the hijackle? People ask me that so frequently. That's a good question to ask, of course. Mostly people who ask, "I'm wondering if I'm the hijackle," are pretty sure solid no's, because they're aware enough to even ask the question. But then, of course, there are manipulative hijackals who would ask that question in order to be that wolf in sheep's clothing. Absolutely. But we can work on the one thing, the exclusion of the belief or the hooked on hopeness of the hijackal in our life, and still keep our hearts soft and open. Wiser? Definitely wiser. More skeptical? Maybe ask questions a little longer. Definitely have stomped on the rose-colored glasses so they never, never, never miss a red flag. But not living in fear either. Not living in fear that I am just a walking subject for one of these two hijackals to come and swoop me up again. Because once we've worked together, that won't happen. But there are special things you need to know. Because if you don't do the work, hijackals, you just have so much hope that you can believe one of them, that they will come along, sweep you off your feet, and pretty soon have you isolated away and back in that question of, am I needing to harden my heart again? So very important information, very important. But the joy is to know that once you've done all that research and you're certain and you take steps, you don't need to keep doing that research. You don't need to keep reading it to affirm yourself. And you don't need to keep pushing and pushing. And then after a while, you don't need to tell too many people. It's something that happened to you. It's something you participated in. It was a learning experience. It was a hard one. It hurt. But you're through it, or you're getting through it. And you don't need to go back and rehash it and rehash it. One of the ways you know that you're healing is that you don't need to tell the story as many times to as many people as often. And another thing, you don't want to keep the story alive, right? You know you're healing when the story is, yeah, I survived a hijackal. I'm doing my own work now. I just still have an open heart. Yeah, it did cause me to question if I should shut my heart down. It did cause me to ask the question, is my picker working? Am I available? Am I a sucker? Am I too easily swept off my feet? Sure, it caused me to ask all those questions, but I have answers for them now. I know what I'm looking for. You know, if you haven't looked into the website and found what's available for you, I have lots of programs and books and courses at relationshipprograms.com. That's plural, relationshipprograms.com. Go and work through some things there. Lots of things for you to be looking at. And keeping your story alive, just alive enough to say, sounds like a hijackal to me. That would be enough. And start to taper off the telling of the story. Start to do the work. You know, many times someone will come and they'll say, well, you know, I've only told a couple people and now I need to work on it. Perfect. Everybody doesn't need to know what you've gone through. Yes, it hurts, but everybody doesn't need to know. Get the help. Get the consistency. Do the healing. You know, first of all, recognize what it is. Do the healing. And then you'll go into recovery. You can't go into recovery until you've done the healing. First, you recognize that you broke your arm. Then you have to have the pins put in and the surgery and the cast and the immobility and all of that. And then the cast comes off. Then you have to start saying, how am I going to use this arm now so that I don't break it again? How do I get it to feel right? How do I get it to feel that it's in the right place. You know, if you've broken your arm and you had a cast removed, there's a thing called proprioception. You're not exactly sure where your arm or leg is in space. All that's part of the recovery process, because the healing has been done, but now you need to recover. You need to consciously decide, who am I? How am I moving forward? Even if you're still moving through leaving a hijackle, how am I consciously doing this so that I am not doing it from a place of, my heart may be hurt, but I am not hardening my heart. I am not allowing it to put me into such stress that I am harsh to myself, that I am no longer good to myself, that I have distressed myself that having chosen to be in this relationship, and I'm beating myself up on a regular basis. No, be kind to yourself. See what you chose. Make a decision never to choose to do that again. You know, a partner and I wrote a book called Soul Solitude, taking time for our souls to catch up. And one of the important things among many that we talk about in there is, know that you're living a story. Know the story you're living. Know the story you want to live. And live the story you choose. Know you're living a story. Okay. You know the story you've been living while you were with a hijacker. And so you know that story. Then recognize it. Know that you're living a story. Know the story you're living. What has it been? Then choose the story you want to live. I don't think there's a part in there that says, I want my heart to get really hard. I really want to suffer terribly. I want to go through all the nastiness. I want to hit all the bottoms I can. No, just choose a new story. I can get out of this. I can recover from this. I can live as a healed and recovered person. And I can do it without beating myself up, without losing everything. I can do it without hardening my heart. And once I choose the story, then I choose the myth I want to live. Then I live the myth I choose. Nor the story, whichever word you like better. But you have that power. And it doesn't have to include hardening your heart. The hijackle is not everyone in your life. It may seem like that when you're going through it. You may be questioning, have you others in your life? And the answer is, yeah, you probably do. You probably do. And there may be some other people who have to go. But be kind to yourself. Okay, you're learning. You're getting better. You're getting better at seeing. You can make a mistake. It's okay. Just keep moving forward. Just keep moving. Don't stop. You know, don't get stopped in that, oh, I'm never going to do better than this. That's a rut of your own choosing. Don't stop there. Just say, I know. I've got things to learn. I have things to change. I'm going to keep my heart open. And I'm not going to be in that situation again. Because harden, if you're going to harden anything, harden your resolve. Harden your resolve to learn. Learn about yourself. Learn about the values you want to live by. Learn the vision for your life. Learn your beliefs and what they mean to you about all things. Learn what your goals are. Learn what your passion is. Harden your resolve to live by always believe behavior, our mantra, ABB, always believe behavior. And teach that to your children. It's golden. It will help you so much. Harden your resolve to not fall for future faking. And when someone paints a picture of all you ever wanted in life, and you, oh, yes, that's exactly what I want. And it keeps getting further in the future, or it's denied that it was ever said. harden your resolve to not fall for future faking, because hijackers do that all the time in order to get you hooked on hope. So harden that resolve, and harden your resolve to move away from toxicity in all its forms, even in your own thoughts. Harden your resolve to move away from that toxicity. But don't take it with you. Don't take it with you. Work it through, set it down, and leave it when you leave the relationship with the hijacker. Even if you haven't physically moved, you've moved on from the relationship with the hijacker. Now you are doing you wherever you happen to be. And your heart does not have to be hardened, because you don't want to take this step along with you and create more issues. It really is not good for you to go into shutdown, anger, and fuming, and disappointment, and depression, and many, many things, when it's just about the hijack. It doesn't have to be all of life. And that's what I mean. You can harden your attitude toward the hijackal. The hijackal definitely deserves you hardening your attitude toward them, but don't harden your heart toward the rest of the world. Don't soften your heart to the hijackal. We have compassion for them, but we don't put our compassion out on and live from it. We know who they are. When someone is there just ready to take off your head, you don't bow your head, right? So learn that for sure. These are important things, truly important things to see, and maybe a little confusing to start to think about. I don't have to harden my heart in order to get out of this. I just need to harden my attitudes towards the hijackal and what I don't want in my life, and keep my heart open to what I do want in my life. So I hope that makes a distinction for you. I hope you'll come on over to joinintoday.com, become part of the Emerging Empowered community, and talk with us. It's a great place to be. And until we speak again, take very good care of yourself, because you're precious and you matter. Talk soon.
Thank you for joining me on the Save Your Sanity podcast today. I hope you've had some insights, ideas, and strategies to help you gain clarity and confidence for moving forward toward greater emotional health and safety. You deserve that, and so do your children. If you found value here and would like to support this podcast with $1 or $5 each month, please do so at patreon.com/saveyoursanity. Also, learn more about how to work with me via video conference, join my Emerging Empowered community, subscribe to this podcast, find my books, all by visiting emergingempowered.com. Talk soon.